morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Boats with aquatic invasive species on board, and primary results from Tuesday, including the Native American candidates who won their races, the Public Service Commission, and some analysis. It's Thursday, June 4th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. Montana livestock producers facing an increase in grizzly bear attacks on their animals are getting some additional help from the U.S. government. Yesterday, the U.S. Interior Department's Fish and Wildlife Service and USDA's Animal and Plant Inspection Service announced they will provide funding for two additional bear conflict specialists, as well as update grizzly hazing guidelines and address bears that eat livestock. These new seasonal specialists will work from spring through fall in the Gravelly Range and the Northern Rocky Mountain Front. Conflicts among ranchers and bears are rising as grizzlies emerge from their dens. There have been 20 confirmed livestock depredations so far this calendar year. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is responsible for managing grizzly bears, which are federally listed as a threatened species, but often works with Montana's Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says it's detected a high number of boats with various aquatic invasive species on board so far this year. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports the detections come as more and more boats are lining up at inspection stations.
So far, inspection stations have intercepted 12 boats with invasive zebra or quagga mussels and one vessel with red-rimmed Melania snails attached. Most vessels that are intercepted are either coming from the Midwest or Arizona, as Montana entered into phase one of its coronavirus reopening plan last month. Nearly 16,000 boats passed through inspection stations, a significant jump compared to that time in 2018 and 2019. With the state's out-of-state visitor restrictions lifted, state officials say out-of-state boat numbers are likely to rise. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Missoula's police chief says there's no evidence to substantiate widespread rumors that outside agitators plan to stir up trouble in the Garden City. That message yesterday from Chief Jason White and Missoula Mayor John Engen. White says a days-long investigation determined no credible threat of agitators infiltrating local demonstrators who are downtown peacefully protesting the death of George Floyd.
We've been working with our local, state, and federal law enforcement partners to track down information that's validated to figure out what is going on. And I'm happy to report as of today, we have no credible intelligence that is true.
Mayor Engen cautioned Missoulians to be skeptical of rumors floating around on social media.
If we know something, we are going to let you know, and we will have a variety of ways of doing that. Not the least of which is a quick look at the City of Missoula's website, where we will post any significant change that you all should be concerned about.
Mayor Engen and Chief White say Missoula has a long and proud history of supporting peaceful demonstrations. They also caution that unspecified contingency plans are in place if demonstrations turn violent. Following Montana's Tuesday primary, 15 Native American candidates will continue on to the general election. Caitlin Nicholas reports that includes a candidate for the statewide position of state auditor.
On Tuesday, Shane Morgeau, a member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, won the Democratic nomination for state auditor. If he wins the general election, he will be the first Native American to hold a statewide office since Denise Juno served as superintendent of public instruction in 2017. Mark Trahant from Indian Country Today points out that Montana is one of the few states whose public officials consistently have racial parity.
You have to put it in context, and that's that Montana leads the nation. It really has been a remarkable story about how well Native Americans have participated in public elections. And it's been a case of every year kind of building on the previous year and learning from it and taking more opportunities.
Last year, 7.3% of the Montana legislature was Native American. A 2018 census estimate says American Indians made up 6.7% of Montana's population. There are currently 12 members of the 2019 Montana American Indian Caucus. Caitlin Nicholas, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Caitlin Nicholas is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America tribal affairs reporter. Montana primary voters held onto an incumbent and advanced new candidates in races for the board that regulates electric utilities in the state, Kayla DeRoche reports.
The closest race for the Montana Public Service Commission was for District 2 in southeast Montana, where incumbent Republican Tony O'Donnell of Billings fought for a second term against former PSC Commissioner Kirk Bushman and State Representative Daniel Zolnikoff. O'Donnell called it a tough race, holding onto his seat of one term.
Each one of them ran their own very strong campaign, and I was impressed what they did, and I just had to stay on my message.
During his campaign, O'Donnell emphasized what he called his ability to listen to all sides on an issue. While he's expressed doubt about climate change, he voted recently for a climate change forum to hear different schools of thought. The proposal ultimately failed. He'll face Democrat Valerie McMurtry, a retired teacher from Billings, in the November election. Republican State Senator Jennifer Fielder of Thompson Falls won in western Montana's District 4, where Republican Commissioner Bob Lake is terming out. She's the CEO of nonprofit American Lands Council, which advocates for local control of federally managed public lands. And on her campaign website, Fielder writes, she seeks to advocate for ratepayers without overregulating companies. She beat out former Montana Republican Party Chairman Will Deshaw of Missoula and former State Representative Champ Edmonds of Derby. Fielder will compete with attorney Monica Trinnell of Missoula in the general election. Trinnell won the Democratic seat in the primary against environmentalist Daniel Carlino, also of Missoula. On Tuesday night, after her win became clear, Trinnell told YPR she received over 700 individual donations. She called it a true grassroots campaign.
And what that tells me is that people really want to have professionalism and integrity restored to the Public Service Commission. And they want somebody who will walk in there on day one and know what to do and how to do it.
Another current commissioner, Republican Roger Koopman of District 3, is also terming out. Lawyer James Brown of Dillon will represent the Republican Party in the race for the Southwest Montana seat.
I think that's a really good indication of that I'm connecting well with the voter and that my message of having a commissioner who is just a neutral and doesn't have an agenda on the commission is resonating well.
On his website, Brown writes he values a diverse energy portfolio, free market development, and low rates. Brown will face Democratic State Representative Tom Woods, who ran unopposed. The Democratic and Republican candidates will face off at the general election on November 3rd. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana candidates who advanced to the general election say they're looking forward to the time when they can get back on the campaign trail rather than rely on phone calls to reach voters while helping prevent the spread of coronavirus. After Tuesday's primary, Republican Austin Knutson and Democrat Rafe Graybill will compete for the office of Attorney General, while Democrat Bryce Bennett and Republican Christy Jacobson will square off in the Secretary of State race. Republican Troy Downey and Democrat Shane Morgeau will meet in the race for Auditor and State Insurance Commissioner, and Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnson faces a challenge from Democrat Melissa Romano. Montana's first all-mail-in ballot primary election didn't provide many surprises Tuesday night, but as Kevin Trevlin reports, it did produce several high-profile general election races.
Montana State University political scientist Eric Riley says candidates with name recognition and large bank accounts performed as well as expected. There weren't many upsets.
It pretty much followed the script.
Democratic voters nominated Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney to keep their hold on the governor's office, while U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte will try to regain Republican control for the first time in 16 years. Riley says Gianforte's high profile could be a liability, as voters can scrutinize his congressional record and guilty plea for assaulting a reporter in 2017. Riley says Cooney might likewise be judged on decisions made by Governor Steve Bullock's administration over the last 8 years.
So if people aren't happy with those decisions in the general election, they might stick.
Riley says the novel coronavirus will likely be front and center during general campaigns, including the so-called Battle of the Steves for one of Montana's U.S. Senate seats. He says Bullock, a Democrat, likely benefits from public exposure as Montana responds to the pandemic. Yet many Republicans have also criticized Bullock's stay-at-home order and its economic effects. Meanwhile, Democrats question incumbent Senator Steve Daines' critique of China's handling of the virus, in line with other national Republican figures, despite his close work with the country in the past. Daines, Gianforte, and Republican U.S. House nominee Matt Rosendale have each played up their relationship with President Donald Trump on the campaign trail. Candidates often center their messages before a general election to appeal to more voters, but Riley says the political playbook has been thrown out the window since Trump won in 2016. He says Trump campaigned for his base at the expense of appealing to moderate voters.
Following his example by hitching your wagon to Trump, you're kind of adopting a similar strategy.
With thin partisan margins in the U.S. House and Senate, Riley expects heaps of outside money flowing to Montana's federal races. Bullock has raised nearly $6 million in total primary and general funds, while Daines has collected more than $9 million. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.